Don't touch that dial. You're right where you need to be. 88.9 KETR in the Grin and Bear It Show. You're just in time, so sit back and relax as we begin a series of stories from one of America's greatest treasures of storytelling, Grandpa. In this episode of Grandpa's Fables, Grandpa tells his children a story of high seas adventure in a lighthearted way as his grandchildren learn the story of the Red Lady.
That was close! I must rescue the damsel in distress!
Oh, my hero! He has come to save me! These fierce pirates are about to make me walk the plank! Hurry, my handsome hero!
Ew, Abigail! That's gross!
What? The hero's supposed to be brave and handsome and...
But you're my sister!
Oh, Jimmy, it's just pretend.
Well, whatever. Now you've just ruined it.
Oh, you're just being a pouty bear. I didn't ruin anything.
All right, kids. You know it's time for bed.
Aww.
But, Grandpa, we don't want to go to bed.
Yeah, we're on vacation. No stupid school, no stupid math, and no stupid... Oh, bedtime.
Yeah. What Jimmy said. He was just in the middle of saving me from thirsty pirates.
Bloodthirsty, Abigail.
That's what I said.
Pirates, huh? Well, now, you know, I know a few stories about some pirates. One real well in particular.
Oh, yeah? I bet he was fierce. I bet he conquered the peasants and sailed the open seas.
Well, actually, Jimmy, the pirate I was thinking of, it's not a he. That's right. It's a she.
Ha ha.
This cunning pirate was so sinister, she could capture an entire crew by herself, though I think she might have had a little help.
What was her name?
Well, no one really knows, but they called her the Red Lady.
Whoa.
She would dress herself up like an entertainer and woo the men, and when they would invite her on their ship...
Me lady, what
a fine display of talent you have.
Why, thank you.
Hammond. Captain Hammond.
Captain?
Why, yes. Captain of this fine fleet here.
Hello.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, miss.
What's wrong? You don't seem amused, miss. I'm sorry. I don't think I've gotten your name.
Captain Hammond, is it? Well, Captain, I don't think you quite understand. You see, a woman, such as myself, must acquiesce to this behavior quite commonly. One grows very tiresome of men's childish manner. Good day to you.
Captain, I think you just got a lipful.
Roland, if you don't shut that hole in your face, I'll see to it that you're hanged, beaten, and skinned alive.
Is this your ship out here?
Whoa.
What's wrong, Jimmy?
So wait, this captain just starts up a conversation with the Red Lady, is embarrassed in front of his entire crew by her, then still lets her sail with him? And he doesn't even know her name. How stupid can this guy be?
Well, Jimmy, she was notorious for her persuasive skills.
But she didn't even want to go in the first place.
Well, she changed her mind. She's allowed to do that.
Women, hey!
All right, you two. That's enough. So, Captain Hammond invited the Red Lady on board the ship to sing and entertain the sailors for their long journey ahead.
This is not a merchant ship, is it?
No, it's not, madam. You are sailing on the one and only Mary Rose, ship of the Royal Navy.
What?
This is a cog ship, built for strength with four levels, separated by three decks.
A cog ship?
Yes, a cog ship, designed with very high sides and a raised bow and stern, to keep pirates out. So you do not have to worry while aboard this ship. You are perfectly safe.
Oh my God, I've hit jackpot.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. I just talk to myself sometimes.
Oh, the entertainment is starting. Would you like to join?
I'd be honored.
follow you, they block my sun. When will you find out that you're not the only one? I won't miss your angry way. I love in search of better days. I won't miss your angry way. I love in search of better days.
So, miss, what do you think of our crew and ship?
It's exquisite, but I have not yet seen the captain's quarters, and I would very much like to see it.
Oh, we not allowed in there, unless invited by the captain himself.
Oh, Roland, you don't have to be so pedantic all the time. What's wrong with having a bit of fun?
I'm not what ye said.
Look around. It's a party. So why don't you show me the cabin?
Oh, all right. Well, here we are. The captain's cabin. All right, let's go.
Roland, come on. Wow. This is beautiful. Such intricate design.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it?
Tell me, Roland, why is it that the largest warship built thus far only has 17 men minding it? Not that I'm complaining. It makes my work that much easier.
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, it's a time of peace. There's really no need for anyone.
I see. So, what does a warship do in a time of peace? It must get terribly boring. The Royal Navy cannot be that virtuous 100% of the time. One might get, greedy.
What are you yakking about?
Oh, Roland, Roland, Roland. You're not very bright, are you? Everyone knows there's treasure hidden on this ship. It's, just a matter of finding it. Looking for the clues. Hidden in plain sight. A Jolly Roger. Someone's been naughty. Gold.
Who ya be?
Oh, some call me Veronica, but that's not my real name. I also go by another name.
The Red Lady.
Bravo!
But what? Where? You were hiding your sword and blunderbuss under that frock.
What in God's name is going on here, Miss...
Veronica.
Veronica, you've changed into pants and a pirate shirt. You're a pirate!
You're so smart! Good job!
What was that?
Okay, wait. More pirates?
That's right, another crew of pirates.
Finally, real pirates, not just some silly girl.
Now, Jimmy, I'm going to have to burst your bubble on this one.
What do you mean?
This was a band of female pirates. She had a few male privateers on board, but for the most part, all female.
What?
That's right, and their first leader, Grace O'Malley.
Grandpa, I need a break from all this. I need to take a wee-wee.
Then went on my knee. The world
world's going crazy, and I'm going to sail the oceans of madness looking for a refuge. Get like the voice of your enemy. Get like the voice of your enemy. The River Jordan is out of its bank. Sit down together, remember, just give thanks. Offered help to my brother when he was down and he was weak. The humble shall see this, your heart shall live at sea. Get not the voice of your enemy. Get not the voice of your enemy.
Well, Veronica, you best step aside because me and this here band of pirates have come to pillage this ship.
I don't think so, see? I was here first and... Wait. Hold on. Who exactly are you?
I'm Grace O'Malley, the Sea Queen of Connaught, the Princess of Pirates.
Sorry. Never heard of you.
Well, I guess that can't be helped. All right, boys, you know what to do.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hold it. Excuse me. And just who are you?
I'm Oswin.
Blimey. Right then, Oswin. And just what do you think you're doing?
I'm pillaging the ship.
Right. Yeah, no. See, I was here first. This is my ship.
She is right. She bamboozled us first.
Shut up, Roland.
Okay.
I'm confused, Captain O'Malley. Are we taking over the ship or not?
Oswin, you dimwit! Why else would we be here?
Enough! Clearly we have some issues we need to work out here.
I don't see an issue. I am a pirate and captain of this band, and we are here to pillage the Mary Rose and plunder the booty. I've had this plan for months.
Yeah, what Captain O'Malley said.
Fine. Then I challenge Captain Grace O'Malley to a duel. Winner gets the Mary Rose. Loser has the privilege of exploring Davy Jones's locker.
I accept.
Don't I get a say in this?
No!
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I don't need this right now.
What are the French doing here? I thought it was peacetime in England.
Well, it was. Apparently not anymore. Man your stations.
I don't believe this.
Does it have to be the French?
I know, right?
Ladies, if you don't mind, we could use a hand.
Oh, all right. Oswin, take the deck, and the remaining of you spread throughout the bow.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, hello, English wine. I'm Commodore Jean-Pierre Van Claude.
Commodore?
Why, yes, Commodore of the French Navy. I was sent here to declare war and to taunt you a third time, you lily-button-brained imbeciles that smell of Mary the Can.
What did he just say?
I think he just said, we smell like fancy dog poo, sir.
Oh.
I'm sure you're not referring to me with all these insults, but I am Irish and not English.
Ah, an Irish woman with the voice of a banshee that will make Frenchmen's eardrums hemorrhage and a Frenchman's dog howl. The only thing worse than sniveling yellow-bellied English rodent butt.
I can't take this anymore. Is there anyone else we can talk to?
No. Now go away and remain gone, for vous êtes un pomme de terre visage de cochon de dinde.
He said that you are a tater with the face of a guinea pig.
I'm sorry, Captain?
Commodore. Commodore Jean-Pierre Van Claude.
Right. Commodore, so what exactly are you doing here?
Let me see. Let's see. I got an order here somewhere. Here it is. It is hereby stated, blah, 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 blah. The English are traitors. Excuse me. Here we are. Let it be known the country of France hereby no longer peaceably recognized England as a friend or an ally or befitting declares war. All right. In other words, allons-y, attack!
Men, to your places!
Grace, behind you!
Thanks,
no problem.
Oh, so this is what real battle is like. I think I will leave now. Excuse me, s'il vous plaît. Oh, so sorry about that. Oh, excuse me, I need to get back to my boat. Farewell. I shall be leaving now. Ladies, how are you?
Not so well after a certain Frenchman decided to meddle in pirate business.
A certain so-called Commodore.
Yes, I am Commodore Jean-Pierre Van Claude.
We know who you are, you French scum.
See? We don't appreciate you coming over and ruining our mission. I've had things planned out for months, and it just seems the French are always getting in the way. So I think we are going to just end this right here and now. What do you think, Veronica?
Sounds like a plan to me, Grace.
Ladies, I'm very sorry for everything I said. I just,
Run back to your ship, you scurvy French dog!
Well, that was easy. Guess those Frenchmen don't have much of a stomach for battle.
Yeah.
Captain O'Malley, they're all gone. What should we do now?
Say, Veronica, you're not really all that bad. How would you like to join our band of buccaneers?
You're not so bad yourself, Grace. But I'm just a one-woman show, and I see gold on that French ship over there.
Whatever you say. All right, men, back to the ship. That's enough for today. May our paths cross in the future.
For only God knows if we shall meet again.
So, what happens now?
I think you're all right now, Captain.
Goodbye, Captain. Farewell, dim-witted Roland.
Goodbye. I mean, thanks. I mean, what?
Oswin, pack it up.
Aye, aye, Captain. We're all ready to set sail.
Who knows? Maybe we are meant to meet again.
Those two are the strangest female pirates I've ever seen.
Aye, strange is an understatement.
And that was the end of the adventure of the Red Lady. What did you guys think of it? Jimmy? Abigail? Oh, well. Good night and sweet dreams.
In a puddle of wax, and the sun goes over the hill, and the children get tucked into bed. With you, I've lost my will. To the station, and the cows head to the barn, and the neon is dark at the old cafe, and I'm alone with my thoughts. It's a swan singing its song. It's the bottom of the night. Bookends in place, it's all over your face. And me, I'm stuck killing time. And the credits begin to roll, and the shopkeeper sweeps up the street, and the coat and hat is hung by the door. My tendencies I should not ignore. It's a swan singing its song. It's the bottom of the night. The bookend's in place, it's all over your face. And me, I'm stuck killing time. Yeah, me, I'm stuck killing time. Yeah, me, I'm stuck killing time.
That concludes the story of the Red Lady. We hope you've enjoyed the program as much as we've enjoyed it bringing it to you. This episode's cast included Jimmy's Eve Wood, Abigail Amanda Gish, Grandpa was David Gish, Captain Hammond Ben Johnson, Roland Brad Bergen, Veronica Amanda Gish, Grace Eve Wood, Oswin Jeff Garrison, and Jean-Pierre Von Claude Gary Herbst. Musical talent on this episode included Amanda Gish and Mike Harmon. Thank you to Matt Mickey for producing this episode of The Grinning Bears Show. Join us next month right here on 88.9 KETR, the home of The Grinning Bears Show, your station for homegrown Texas entertainment.